three guys.
Michael Essie, Lakewood. Nice rebound from last week. Probably you weren't too pumped on Hangtown, but I thought today at Lakewood, man, you charged hard and you had two good motos.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a good rebound for me and Moto Concept Smart Top Racing Team, and went 6-6 for fifth overall. We charged hard. Didn't get the greatest of starts today.
What's up with the starts, bro? Dude, what is going on?
Honestly, I'm trying to figure it out myself. Okay. I'm just not on par, I guess, on my starts, but we'll get it figured out here real soon. And
back here today.
Yeah, fifth in the first moto on the start and end up sixth in the second moto. I started second, and I just wasn't feeling it those first couple laps. Like, the pace was, like, a little too over – like, it was a little fast for me, and I couldn't really stick with those guys. But I was riding good, and late in the moto, I was catching up to DeSalle, Clement, and ended up getting by him, and that got me fifth overall for the day. So felt good. My bike was working exceptionally well, much better than last week. And last week it was a little bouncy, and then we got some things figured out this week and a little bit of testing, and rebounded good with a fifth overall, which was solid. And that's just keep improving. Looking forward to next week at Muddy Creek and just try to get another top five, maybe a podium here soon.
The pace in the second moto, you were like, oh shit. But then I thought around halfway, you started catching those guys. Like, you adjusted, or did you find better lines, or what was it?
Yeah, correct. I just started finding better lines, and I don't know. I've been up in Big Bear this week, and that's where I did all my training this week and testing. So It was good for me because I felt like I had a little bit of an advantage because I was up there in the altitude at 6,700 feet, and just training all week. I did over 100 miles of bicycling this week, and just lived and just stayed up there in the altitude, came here, and I felt pretty strong both motos. I never faded at all.
Yeah, it showed it.
I was actually catching the Honda boys there at the end. They were strong. I just got there too late, but they were.
Yeah, were you pushing hard there at that point?
Dude, I was still pushing hard. I mean, it was a good weekend, and I'm happy with it. So rebound is good.
Hey, you might be the guy here going into Muddy Creek who has the most laps on that track, I would think. Have you raced there a bunch?
Muddy Creek?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't been there since I was like 12 when I was staying with Zach back in 2001. So it's been over a decade since I've been there.
I figured you did a bunch of regionals and everything.
Nothing like that at all. I wish, but I can't even really remember. It's back when I was on 85s.
You probably hold shot.
Dude, I don't even remember. I can't even remember. Honestly, it was so long ago. But it should be interesting for everybody. It's a new track. Yeah. So thanks again to Smart Top, Moto Concepts, Mike Genova, X-Brand Goggles, Shoeys, and JT Racing, Still Clean, all the guys at Dunlop. So thanks again to sponsors, and look forward to next weekend. Thanks.
Right. Thanks, Mike.
See ya.
All right.